Okay, well, the last recording that we made went 9 hours, so I erased it.
That's
typical, I know. So that's just life. And if there were absolute freaking gems in there that were, they're lost. Well, yes, sir. Thank goodness. This isn't all the difference, so. Now we gotta recap them. The boys are gone! They're off in training. Males of League Zero. Males of League Two. I was just pondering this morning. Tails always had the skate patch. 2 or 3.
Mm-hmm.
Which often exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, down four. Yeah. But, probably there's a skate patch for this one. Unless it gets itself really injured.
You gotta be sick.
I don't think they have a way to do it. Anyway, so we'll see how that goes. So we probably won't see how that goes. We'll just find out. We're not involved. I think it's a good thing. Eventually you have to get away from your parents and find out who you really are. I think that's the essence of that life. Get away from Heavenly Father. The point to where he's this thing that barely even be at best. Going through a very strange mechanism. And you can totally ignore it. And I think the biggest question is, why on earth do you ignore God? There you go. That says a lot about me. In fact, it may be the only thing that's really relevant.
Hey, you tell me.
Yeah?
Get off of here. That's my time. Okay. Well, of course, you can drop it.
That might be a thing. But I think it's a pretty good contingent in the morning. So, I don't think it's a... You may not feel the same gravity, you know. Looking at the left, you might feel the same. Anyway, so, we'll see. You can get any of those nice letters from the military because the scale doesn't choose to announce himself as a Latter-day Saint. Nobody will know. Another thing about being an adult, you can just
hide
from your past. That's the thing. Anyway, yeah. So anyway, yeah. So that's happened. Josh worked midnight now. Trying to stay on a midnight schedule. So he's becoming intensely isolated from the world.
Well, that's
yeah. Josh is not.
Yes, he is.
You know, knocked out my ass. You know, I got tired of keeping one up. You know, how I'm supposed to work in the world. Josh really. What the hell is wrong here? This is. I don't know. Because he's not going to tell you. He is his own person, and do I think you'll give me a chance? Sure, I can give you a chance. I said, but you can play acting here as a job of being a missionary. It's not something you have to sustain decade by decade. You're gonna come out funny. Well, this place is awesome. The third is practice. The price is all the place. Third place I've ever heard. Pretty, pretty. Here we go. What's being worked on? One or the other. Nobody actually lives there. The old army, they live there. I mean, don't look at your parents. Yeah, here you go. Yeah. Something funny about psychology. It's not even psychology. There's something funny about people. They will eventually reveal their true selves to people. I think for people like me, who are quiet and kind of reserved and kind of mad, I guess, for a time, that
why would you describe yourself when you said that? Yeah, it's pretty much common.
You're pretty much sitting.
I remember the first time.
Talking about these things?
Yeah, I remember the first time.
Oh, you hated it.
I did not.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my head. There's two choices in life. Either you can improve your math, or you can just not be a better person. And I just decided to be a better person. You know, acting like a good person, trying to give the impression of being a good person, I decided to not be a better person. I think you kind of resigned yourself to the fact that this was your boyfriend. I think it was kind of pretty fair. And we met in the middle. You will end up being authentic whether you want to be or not. Your body will force you. Your body cannot tolerate lying forever. It will ultimately destroy you. It's like any movie. You know, every evil person really wants to tell you how brilliant he is, right? By telling you all about his beautiful plan, how foolproof it is. Yeah? And I think that's actually true. Does everybody end up confessing? Sometimes you have to get through the math. You see it on Dog Valley all the time. People are trying to be tough, people are trying to do this, trying to do that. And the biggest thing God does is he just rips off the math. Shows you who you really are and says, it's okay, I still like you, I understand. And that's really a cathartic thing for a lot of people.
Yeah,
to say, oh, Yeah, because now, yeah, I'm like, I say it to jail, I'm like, yeah, number one, you gotta go. Number two, it's probably gonna get you away from bad elements that you're doing. And number three, they're not gonna let you have drugs. Because you're in a managed situation, dude. They won't let you have them. But that's not true. That's like crazy. But, it is a different dynamic in prison. You can't stay drugged up all. It's just impossible to do it. We think you want too much. These are always dark things that you do when it's quiet. You might get to the point where you're so hungry you don't hear anymore. It becomes obvious to everybody that you're smelling anything. Prison won't tolerate it. Doing those behaviors is doing something like that.
Okay.
Well, no. They'll put you into rehab where they really get new things. They're doing all this other stuff to kind of break the ice. Yeah, so. Anyway, yeah. Life tends to reveal your true self at some point. And that's why people say God says invert to me. Because I think what really shows, what really matters is how you want it to end. So it doesn't matter if you've done fantastic things a third of the way through, two thirds of the way through. Who cares about the kind of person you were 10 seconds before you died? If you fell apart, if you freaked out, if you did whatever, if you didn't hang in there, if you didn't have staying power, you made it. That's a wonderful thing in the middle. And you go, so? It's just a point game. You didn't earn all your points, and then you could leave around the last 30 in life. You got to keep pushing. God's got to be there. God's got to be there at every juncture. You know? We can't start really strong and then kind of figure out later and say, oh, I'm strong. You can't be there. Disingenuous. Make you alive. Yeah. So yeah, you keep doing the stuff. So, that's okay. You know, you can take how long to get there. So that's okay. Each your building. That's important. That's why people say, oh, they're in such horrible space, and you go, you know, there's no way to go but up, and you go, see, perfect position to be in. If God closes you on the next one, what's better? Kind of like with Laura, when, you know, she's on an upswing, something horrible happens, you go, oh, it's so sad. You go, oh, that's great. But God's better on the way up. Much better than catching on the way down. Oh, yeah? Yeah. Keep up life and really venture. What do I think? I think it's a shame. The line. I think it's for her biggest need is still to find exemption. Still to find, you know. I don't want to be held responsible. him. If I hope that's more good. I'm fine. I'll just change the system. Well, I think she still wants to find a way. To be treated as if something amazing. Not having done anything. I think over time, and I might point it out to her at some point, she goes a couple more things. She decides she's not a transsexual. She goes after interesting fad. I might point out to her. Why would it be cool to be bisexual, but then you found out that that's nothing? People say that they're bisexual because they're just indiscriminate. You know? You don't have sex with anybody and go on and on. Maybe. Yeah. Because I don't know if he's done it yet. You might harken back to, I'm in that kind of a person, and you're going, what? You hang out with people who define themselves by the kind of sex they have. You hang out, you identify with people who that's, they think that their defining characteristic is what clinical thinks of. And you go, well, that's good. If you haven't done it yet, and I'm not saying you should, you must be so ultimately frustrated around who three-quarters of their reason to keep you in as one of their friends is to have sex with you. In some fashion, you must be an absolutely just obnoxious friend. Whatever. Pardon me, yeah. That's an interesting guy that way. You can say, oh, someday we're gonna find out. You go, it says, I don't know, there's plenty of older guys that I know that are embarrassed, but I don't know very much.
Gary!
No, Gary's partner. Yeah. I mean, he doesn't know what to do with it. Damn, seriously, he's a partner. You have to understand, real pheromone problem. A lot of guys can't really do anything. Well, yeah, they just ignore your presence because it's the only way they can go. Never got that. But that's what people behave the way they do. You're a very strange friend. believe. Because the natural woman despises it. Well, cool. Okay. There's some stuff recording now. Talked about stuff probably shouldn't be on recording. But hey!